Morning, good morning, good morning. Come on now, let's just enter in. Come on, enter into his presence. He's worthy, yes he is, he's worthy. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. You're worthy, yes you are. Father, we bless you. We bless you. Father, we bless you, we bless you. Father, we bless you, we thank you. Father, less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that this is the day that you have made. We shall rejoice and be glad. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Today is a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Come on now. Come on now. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Come on. It's a good day to praise the Lord. Ha, glory. Oh, my God, my God, my God. It's a good day. It's a good day. It's a good day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name, bless your name, bless your name. Hallelujah, Lord, we bless your name. Father, you're worthy, you're worthy. Come on out. Just begin to magnify the Lord. The Bible says, oh, magnify the Lord with me who has pleasure in the prosperity of his people. Come on now. God gets enjoyment seeing you prosper. Oh, come on now. It brings the Father joy seeing you healed, seeing you delivered. See, this is why the Bible says that the righteous cry out and God delivers them out of all, come on now, out of all their trouble. Anything that's troubling you, the Father works overtime to make sure you are delivered, you are helped in the time of need, because it brings him joy seeing you walk in joy. Come on now, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on now, the power of this word is your empowerment. Come on now. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Oh my God. And to those that received the word, he gave them his power to become sons of God. You're a son of God. Come on now. Come on now. Someone type, I'm a son. It is so. Come on. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Bless your name. Bless your name. We bless you. 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 Good morning, Chad and Martha. Good morning. Listen, listen. I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryant of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose, our ministry, and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. The Bible says, in the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. See, my opinion can do you no good, but the Bible says that heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word will never pass away. And when you understand that, when you get a word from God, everything you need, listen, to be successful and prosper is inside that word. Come on. Oh, come on now. I'm just trying to get this to you. Come on now. We are in our season of 5785. Praise God. We just came out of what the world likes to celebrate, Thanksgiving. And today everybody's out there in what they call Black Friday. Now be careful now. Black Friday. Hidden, no light Friday. Oh my gosh. But 5785 is your season of multiplied and abundant grace. You're going to be walking, okay, in this power of all, and God is going to increase the power because your grace is going to be multiplied and abundant, okay? Hey, glory, come on now. I'm just sharing with you, okay? You're in a season where you're going to always have and you're going to abound, okay? You are going to be abundantly furnished with. You're going to be abundantly furnished, okay? Now, Let's check this out. Today is the 334th day of 2024. Okay. And it says, and of course, I put that in into my little chat. Okay. And it says that this is your season. Now, check this out. These are three areas about this day. Number one, grace established and multiplied. The Hebrew year 5785 emphasizes the themes of grace and new beginnings. The 334th day resonates with this season as a time to reflect on how God's grace has built a foundation for multiplication and fruitfulness in your life. According to 2 Corinthians 12:9, my grace is sufficient for you and my power is made perfect in weakness. Come on now. Number two, multiplication through divine alignment. The repeated three in the 334, the 3-3, emphasizes the perfection and multiplication of God's plans in your life. In 5785, the alignment enables exponential blessings and positioning you to step into the fullness of your purpose. And number three, establishing stability for overflow. The 4 in 334 signify God's work of establishing stability and order. This reflects in 5785 season of abundant grace, where God brings stability to areas that were once uncertain, preparing them for fruitfulness and multiplication. Your prophetic theme for today is preparation for breakthrough. Okay, come on now. Woo! So someone point to yourself and say, I'm prepared for breakthrough. Come on now. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. Come on now. Get this. The 334th day signals a time to prepare for the culmination of promises. God's grace has been laying the foundation, and now he is positioning you for supernatural breakthrough and fruitfulness. Number two, the double alignment and stability. The repeated threes emphasize alignment with God's perfect will, while the four underscores the need for a stable foundation. This is a day to ensure your heart, your actions, and relationships align with God's plan for your life. Number three, it's going to be a time of reflection on God's multiplication. Okay. This day invites reflection on how God has multiplied his grace in your life. It's a reminder of his ability to take small acts of faith and multiply them into supernatural outcomes. Okay. And we're going to skip down to the prophetic declaration. Why? Because 5785 is going to be a season of divine grace and completion. It's going to be a time of renewal and new beginnings. But number three, it's going to be the power. It's going to be a season of the power of your mouth, what you speak. Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Your prophetic decrees, prayers, and worship during this season will carry extra weight and authority, releasing God's plan in the earth for your life. And number four, it'll be a time of rest and preparation. It doesn't mean inactivity, but preparation. Just like God rested on the seventh day, this will be a season to rest in faith while God prepares the next phase of your life's journey. Come on now. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Let's me more of you. Come on now. Let's just go ahead and let's blow the trumpet. Bless me more of you, none of me, all of you. Ha, glory. Hey, Keshe. Woo. Just repeat this after me. Today, on this 334th day, I declare that God's grace is my firm foundation. I align myself with his perfect plans and trust him to complete the good work he has started in me. In this season of 5785, I prepare. Come on. I prepare for the multiplication of his blessing and overflow of his abundant grace. By his power, I am stepping into stability, fruitfulness, and supernatural breakthrough in Jesus' mighty name. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Come on, give him praise. Now listen, once again, this is your season of multiplying abundant grace, okay? This will be the season that you will always have. This is why we sow seed. The Bible says, cast your bread upon the water, and in many days it shall return. You cannot sow anything that God doesn't repay you, okay? Oh, okay, see? Let's go here. And this is where we've been, okay? Come on now, Second Corinthians, chapter 9. Come on, stay with me. Second Corinthians, chapter 9. Look at verse 6 through 8, okay? But I say, he that sows sparingly shall also reap sparingly. But he that sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. That's verse 6. Verse 7. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart. Here's the key. When you sow out of the purpose of your heart, okay? My purpose when I sow is that I am solidifying my alignment with the covenant of the blessing of the Lord. The blessing covenant. He said, oh my God. Because you're a son of God, you're connected to his covenant blessing. He says, Deuteronomy 8, chapter 8, verse 3, it says, or is it 18? 818, I'm sorry. It says, remember that it is me who gives you the power to get wealth. Wealth is not just money. The blessing is not just for money. The blessing is God's spiritual empowerment and influence on your life so that in every area of your life, you will succeed and be successful. You will prosper and be successful. The blessing of the Lord. Remember what the blessing of the Lord is. Come on now. I'm just trying to put this into your spirit. The blessing is God's supernatural empowerment and presence on your life to prosper and be successful. He put it on us in Genesis chapter 1. After he created us, then the Bible says, and he blessed them. You've been blessed by the Lord. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes be rich, it maketh rich, and he has no sorrow. So the blessing, God's presence, his influence on your life makes you rich, okay? You're not running or seeking after money or wealth. You're seeking God, and because you're seeking and chasing after God, you run into your reward or your inheritance on the path. Come on now. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, and God is able. Check it out, verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound. Okay, remember what the word abound means. Come on now. It's been a setup all the time. To be abundantly furnished with, to abound, to overflow, to furnish one richly, to be abundantly furnished. Okay? Woo, and God is able to make all grace abound towards you to furnish you richly that you always have. You always having what? All sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Your covenant connection to the Father is so that you're connected to the source and that you would always have. Come on now. Someone type, I will always have, it is so. I will always have, it is so. Habroko isha taraba. Hande ike sha tarama mama kosha. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, honor, and glory. That this will be the season that they always have. Come on now. This will be the season that they always have. I'm going to say it again. Come on now. This will be the season you always have. I'm speaking that over your life. The Bible says in Job chapter 22, you shall decree a thing and it shall be established. That's right. That's right, Chet and Martha. Because you're in covenant connection, because you sow into this ground, because you believe God's word, you will always have. This is why you must be connected to a ministry that speaks the truth, that speaks the word, that speaks God's understanding. So it'll activate your faith to act. See, oh my God. Sowing seed is an act of, is a turning on your faith to act. Oh, come on now. Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Why? Because Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So this season, God has allowed you to go through some things. Okay, that was your training. Come on now. Come on now. That was your training. Why? So you will always have. He prepares you. He trains you. So you will always have. Come on now. I'm trying to get this in your spirit. He trains you. He prepares you. He teaches you. So that way you'll always have. He said, we went through fire and through water, but you brought us out where? Into our wealthy place, our place of wealth that we always have. Come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me today. Somebody give him glory. Somebody give him praise. Because when you sow seed, high glory. Your seed today, come on now, is so you will always have. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Come on now. It's your season that you will always have. You cannot sow into God's kingdom, into God's covenant, into the blessing of the Lord, and you not have. Come on now. Ooh, the Bible says, I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Why? Because you will always have. Woo, my God. Father, I thank you. You said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Father, as they sow the seed into my Cash App, as a Teruma, $ prophet M.D. Bryant. Come on now. Ooh, my God, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Come on now. Just begin to give God praise. Woo, because you are walking into your season. That you always have. Come on now. That you always have. Ha, glory. That you always have. Oh, my God, my God. That you always have. Come on now. That you always have. Listen. Our glory. He says, give and it shall be given. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. And what? Running over. Why is the running over? So you always have. And then when you sow seed, now you're giving out of the overflow, not out of the cup. Come on, somebody. Father, you said that I can speak the blessing when they put it into my hand. You said, ha, glory. Woo! Oh, my God. Father, I speak it. Not only is it going to cause financial wealth, but, Father, physical wealth. Father, spirit, soul, body, and financial. Father, I declare and decree. Woo, my God, my God. Hey, reke shete da voko sha. Someone's been walking around with painful pain as you're walking, like every step you take, there's a pain in your foot. It might be the heel of your foot, it might be whatever, but God says sowing seed today is activating the overflow of healing, whether it's bone spurs, fallen arches, bunions, whatever it is, feet ailments are being healed right now. Because the Bible says, how can two walk unless they be agreed? The Father says, I'm going to strengthen your walk. I'm going to strengthen your walk. I'm strengthening your walk. Sow the seed. Sow the seed into the Cash App. $ prophet M.D. Bryant. Come on now, get it. Get it in there. See, when you sow the seed. See, now when you sow the seed. See, you're activating. Come on now. You activate God to move and to act. Oh, my God. And how much you sow activates the multiplication on top of that. Woo. See, the thief has been caught. He's been trying to keep you from sowing seed so you won't have. But you're in your season that you will always have. God declared it as a prophetic release that this is the season that you will always have. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8 is the season you will always have. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Our glory. Who someone's been dealing with irritable bowel syndrome, IBS. The Father says, "Who, as you sow the seed, healing is coming." He is closing it. Our glory. He's healing the aggravation of the bowel, of the intestine, small and large, of the colon. Oh, my God, my God. He's healing it. Oh, my God. Your glory. Your, oh my gosh. Your gut health gets into proper alignment in Jesus' mighty name. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Father, I thank you for it right now. Our glory. Hey, broto randaraba. Hey, take care. Yeah. Father, right now, gout is healed. Our glory. Watch the foods that you eat. Our glory. If you need to let go of red meat, then let it go. Why? So you will always have. Come on now. I'm trying to get someone. Allergies are being healed right now. Come on. Allergies are being healed right now. Allergies to plants, to animals, cats, dogs, dust particles, certain fabrics and things. Our glory, insects, our glory, allergies are being healed. Our glory. So you will always have. Our glory. The Lord healed me of allergies. Yes, he did. Why? Because he says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. The things of the earth are for you to enjoy. Our glory, not to run from because it's trying to have a reaction. We bind that in Jesus' mighty name. Our glory. Our glory. Holes in hole. Someone's been diagnosed with a small hole in the heart, and it's been causing heart problems and issues. Father, we heal. Father, sew up the hole. Hey, heal it. Hey, bro, to randarabakasha. Father, right now in Jesus' mighty name, we declare it and count it so. It is so in Jesus' mighty name. Hey, randabakosha taraba. Harekesha. Back ailments. Lower back. Sciatica. High glory. Curved spines. High glory. Yeah. Herniated discs. High glory. Crushed disc, fractured disc. Hey, roko shaitenaba. Whoo, my God. Dryness of the joint liquid and things. Get into proper alignment right now in Jesus' mighty name. Hip pointers right now in Jesus. Ah, glory. Hey, tendonitis. High glory. Shin splints. High glory. Woo. Charlie horses. High glory. Cramps in the muscles. High glory. Ah, glory. MS, muscular dystrophy. MS, ALS. High glory. Woo! Be healed in Jesus' mighty name. I declare it and decree it. High glory. Lupus is being healed. Woo, my God, my God. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Woo, my God. You better sow your seed. Sow your seed that you always have. High glory. He's healing you right now. High glory. Hey, brother, and sow the seed. High glory. While the earth remains, seed time and harvest. When you sow the seed, you are activating the faith on the seed. Oh, my God, my God. Cancer is being healed. High glory. Woo. Cancer is being healed because you change what you eat. High glory. Polyps will disappear because you change high glory, what you eat, high glory. Woo, in Jesus' mighty name. Come on now. You better get it. You better get it. You better get it right now in Jesus' name. Come on, come on, come on. Get it. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name. Bless your name, oh God. We bless your name, oh God. We bless your name. Father, I thank you. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Mm. Glory. Hey, Doko Shah. Akesha, Tekesha. Autoimmune diseases are being healed right now. Mm. Blood diseases are being healed right now. Hey, Broko Shah, Tekesha. Woo! Diabetes is being healed, type 1 and type 2. Woo! High cholesterol is being healed right now. Come on, I'll sow your seed. It's being healed as I call it out. Sow your seed. Woo! Heart murmurs being healed. Woo! My God, infections in the blood is being healed. Come on, sow your seed right now. Oh, my God. Ooh, arthritis. Arteriosclerosis is being Woo, my God. Bone diseases are being healed right now in Jesus' name. Mm. Liver disease is being healed. Kidney disease. The need for dialysis is being healed right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come on. Sow your seed. Sow your seed. Sow your seed. Hey, go shot. Woo, my God, my God. COVID is being healed right now. Our glory. The flu is being healed. Our glory. Colds are being healed right now. Our glory. Our glory. Deviated septums are being healed right now. Come on now. When you hear it, sow your seed. Our glory. 5785 or 15785. 55785. You can sow $5,557.85 for the whole year. Come on, sow your seed. See, he says, he that sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Woo, my God, my God. Mm. Hallelujah. Hey, bro, go shot, take a shot. Woo. Mm. Father, I just want to thank you. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss the Sunday morning broadcast of the Hour of Power with me and Prophet Tanya. Listen, we're going deeper into the season that you will always have. In Jesus' name, be blessed.